101.7 AM 920 KWAD, Central Minnesota's information station. I'm CJ Baumgartner. It's 844. Good morning. 61 degrees in downtown Wadena. We're also saying good morning to Reed Reinbold of the Otter Tail County Sheriff's Office. He's chief deputy, and he's joining us as he does every month. Hey, Reed, how's it going this morning?
Real good, CJ. Thanks for having me again.
And, you know, it's been a busy time since we've last talked, obviously, with summer getting in full swing and 4th of July just last week. I'm sure with the Otter Tail County Sheriff's Department, you guys had a lot to deal with around the county.
Yeah, we have. It's right in the middle of our busy season. Things get crazy during the summer, and the 4th of July is typically one of our busiest weekends in the summer. So, yeah, we've been running.
And, you know, that's always the talk is extra patrol is out. Everybody's making sure that everybody's on their best behavior when they're out on the vacation or out on the lake or whatever it is. What does that mean when they say extra enforcement, and kind of what does it entail from you guys and kind of the on-the-ground stuff that you do during those busy times?
Sure. So we run a lot of extra patrol. We get a grant from the state for DWI enforcement, speed enforcement, hands-free driving statute enforcement. And what that means is we get money from the state to put on overtime shifts, have extra officers, not just the sheriff's office, but our towns in the county as well as state patrol have extra officers out, and they're out and they're patrolling, and they're paying particular interest to, you know, whichever detail they're on. So DWI enforcement or texting while driving, that kind of thing.
All right. Awesome. And for yourself, were you able to enjoy a little bit of that 4th of July, or were you out on patrol?
You know, I was pretty fortunate. I actually had a few days off over the holiday, and yes, I enjoyed it.
All right. What, did you get to do any big things or just hang out at the lake, or what goes on with the Reinbold household?
Yeah, no, just hanging out with family and enjoying that time. It goes so fast, and the kids are growing up, so just good family time.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, you know, as we talk about things get busy with that 4th of July, it also means that there's a lot more people, a lot more stuff you're watching out for. But, you know, I saw on the Facebook page the other day from the Otter Tail County Sheriff's Office, talking about thefts and just kind of been on the rise a little bit in the county. What have you guys kind of been telling people?
Yeah, so, you know, as I've mentioned previously, in the summer, our population doubles, if not triples. And all things considered, our crime rates don't go up all that much. I think people come up and they want to enjoy themselves and have a good time, and for the most part are pretty well behaved and just enjoy the lakes and enjoy our area. But we do see a rise in a lot of just kind of the nuisance crimes. For example, we see a big increase in thefts from open cars, thefts from boats, thefts from open garages. And we just like to remind people, you know, it's kind of a hassle and you shouldn't have to do it, but unfortunately that's the state of the world today. You got to bring your stuff in from your car. You got to bring your stuff in from your boat. Don't leave expensive items out in your car unlocked or out in your boat and expect it to be there the next day. The same with open garages. People don't, you know, we're rural and we're safe and you think you can leave your doors unlocked, but unfortunately you need to lock your garage doors because people will walk in and help themselves.
Yeah, and you know, what are some things that people can do? I know you mentioned making sure things are locked. Is there any advice or any kind of things people can do on their own just to kind of make sure they got that extra level of security?
Yep. Yeah, so the easiest thing, as I mentioned, is to, you know, lock your cars, lock your garage doors, take your items in if you have expensive things, cash or whatever in your cars, expensive fishing equipment in your boats, bring it in and lock it. It's kind of a hassle, but it's the easiest thing you can do. And the next step you could do is make sure you have some motion lights, cameras. They've all become relatively inexpensive these days. So, the better quality camera, the better chance we'll have of identifying somebody from it. So you kind of get what you pay for when it comes to cameras, but you can get some pretty nice setups for relatively inexpensive.
Yeah, I know. Those Ring cameras, they work actually pretty darn well. I just got one put up in my house, and it's crazy how far that technology has come.
It really is. Yeah, they're very good, and it's been a huge help to us in helping solve crimes.
Awesome. And so, Reed, while we got you here, Reed Reinbold of the Otter Tail County Sheriff's Office, he's the chief deputy. He's joining us here as he does once every month. So we were just talking a little bit off air. You guys have a new canine at the Sheriff's Office. What's that been like?
We do. So, well, we just got him on Monday. We're really excited. Deputy Mike Wing is going to be our canine handler, and he just went down on Monday and picked up a 13-month-old German Shepherd Belgian Malinois cross, named him Jocko, and we're just starting to get to know him. Mike will go to a 13-week training program this fall, and we're hoping to have Jocko in service by November.
And so with that training program, where do they have to go for that? And you mentioned the 13 weeks, but kind of what all does that entail getting them ready to help serve the county?
Yeah, so, and I do know this, but I'm forgetting it off the top of my head exactly where Mike goes for the training. But they'll cover obedience. They'll cover tracking. They'll cover article searches where if you lose something, the dog can go out and find it for you. And we do currently have a canine in service. Mojo has been with us for 8 years. He's a Dutch Shepherd, and Sergeant Zach Eifert is his handler. And I've personally benefited from Mojo because I lost a piece of equipment one night, and Mojo was able to go locate it in the ditch for me where it fell off my car. So,
wow.
But they do apprehension. They do drug enforcement. Or drug locating. So multi-purpose dogs, both of them.
And so with the canine unit, I know everybody likes to see the dog, and they kind of imagine some certain situations in which that they need to use the canine unit for. But ultimately, when you guys are out, kind of what's the most common things you use the canines for, and kind of what's the protocol with a canine?
Well, it's right now. The biggest thing that we're using, for example, what we're using Mojo for is primarily the narcotics detection. We intend to use Mojo now, but we'll use Jocko for tracking, article locating. Those are that locating ability of the dogs is kind of the big push that we're going for. So we can track. If we have a missing person, the dog can track and help us locate them.
Sure. And how many times do you, like a year, you know, just kind of guesstimating off the top of your head, do you end up using them for tracking? Is it just maybe a couple times a year? Is it more than people think?
It's not, no. It's you know, I'd say, you know, 5 or 6 times a year at most. It fluctuates, but we don't use it a lot. But when you need it right now, and you want it to be done well. And so that's been something we've had and we'll continue to have. And then, you know, Otter Tail County is such a big county. Adding a second dog is going to be huge for us.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. We're talking with Reed Reinbold. He's the chief deputy of the Otter Tail County Sheriff's Office. He joins us once a month to talk about what's going on in Otter Tail County, and especially during a busy month of July for all the officers on the staff there. And Reed, we appreciate you taking some time to talk with us and share all that's going on this morning. Have a great rest of your week, and we look forward to talking with you next time.
Yeah, thanks a lot. You too.
That's Reed Reinbold of the Otter Tail County Sheriff's Office. He's the chief deputy. And if you missed any part of this interview, head on over to our website, wadenaradio.com, for more information.